Welcome to episode 84.
Hey guys, what's going on today? Thank you so much for joining me. I'm really proud to have all of you a member of Real Facts on Real Estate. It's been an exciting journey, everywhere from starting with the blog, getting the entire community going of we now have the podcast, we have the live events, we have the Facebook group, we have the website, we have the newsletter. There's just so many exciting things going on with that. It's great to be able to give so much free real estate education out and just have so many people be able to benefit from it. Made me think about doing a video today about community building and overall how to build a community and how to make a community a better place for everybody involved. So it actually made me think of it when I was thinking about the Real Facts on Real Estate community, because we're over 1,200 strong now of real estate agents all throughout all different types of parts of the industry. We have agents, we have mortgage brokers, we have the different people like the inspectors, the sign installation folks, marketing people, coaches, lots of different people with lots of different missions in mind, but all with one goal, which is to get a higher education in the world of real estate and real estate knowledge, which is really important because knowledge is key. The truth is one of the most dangerous weapons in the world to anyone who wants to be destructive to community, because if you know the truth, you know that most people are going to want to build community together and that there's a very few and a small number of people who don't want community. So learning to help build community, it's a really important thing. So first off, you know, what I would say is one of the first and most important things to remember is your community starts with you. Your community is going to start with yourself, the way you interact with your family, and then the way you interact with your direct neighbors. Of course, these are going to be people who you're going to live next to and form a community with. A lot of people nowadays, they learn to get behind these computers and machines, and they learn to talk to each other, but through communications online, which means that we have people that live right directly next door to each other that don't speak. Now, that's an issue. That's an issue of a community as a whole. And we see it growing and growing with COVID and the wearing of face masks and the ability to remove the person from the actual physical event. And that can be a very dangerous thing. So what we need to work on as community leaders, as real estate agents, brokers, mortgage brokers, all the rest of us, all real estate professionals, we need to tie the community back together. We're the ones who are the connectors. We're the ones who happen to know everybody. We're the ones who ultimately are there for the entire community. So we're the ones who need to keep the community going, right? Everyone else is out there and, you know, they're busy in their jobs. But our job as a real estate professional is actually working on people's lives in the community. We're selling houses to people. We're bringing people into the community. We're taking them out of the community and moving them to other communities. But we're the initial point of entry. So we're the one who gets to say, I'm going to build a better community by everyone that comes in. I'm going to introduce them to more people. I'm going to show people that they too are also a kind person and that they should know each other, because we also know who has similar interests, who has similar jobs, where do they live, all these things. We can be that key connector to get people to build communities, because the truth is, right, there could be a lot of different communities within one community. The community common core needs to be the idea of perfect ideals, such as being able to safely walk down your own streets, being able to safely leave your house, all these different things, and trusting your children that can go into public. These are all common. Everybody wants them. It doesn't matter what you've been told, where you've heard it. Everybody in the community wants that. So as a community leader, you can get these events together. Isn't it great when you go to something such as a Hanover Day or Holly Days in Duxbury and all these different events? And, you know, it takes people like myself and other people who get involved in those type of events to make them happen. And I can tell you, as a person who helps out big time with holidays over in Duxbury, even though we're in a great town like Duxbury, and I'm not saying anything bad about the event, we often struggle to get enough volunteers to help. Everyone wants to go take part. Everybody wants to enjoy the benefits. Every business, even if they're not members of ours, wants to take advantage of the crowd. But notice I'm always saying, like, they want, they want, they want, they want. So we end up in that old world standoff, right? Like, where you show me or I show you. Who shows first? So in community building and being a community builder, you don't wait. We're the action makers. Because we understand, just like dominoes, if we hit the first one, there'll be energy that'll go. So the more that we do that all day long, we hit all these dominoes, we set free energy, right? And we're setting free energy that's in a positive fashion versus the negative fashion that we're constantly taking in. So by listening to the idea of, okay, I can set these dominoes up because these are the beginning blocks, like such as nobody's going to create a community group, build a website, get all that stuff going. once we have it, tons of people want to publish that content. Okay, great. Let's take our business resources or these other things we have, like our IT departments, things like that, and help them build the website, help them maintain the website. Don't make the content for them, but get them going on their own things. Get them set up so that they can take on that new content and that new life. So we have to be careful not to take on too much of it, but also to just be that catalyst, just get that energy started into the community. So this can be in a lot of different ways. It can be in funding. Maybe you don't have time. Time is a limited resource. Maybe it's just funding. Maybe you fund something. The next step is time. Time is a very valuable thing. The other one is mental energy. Maybe it's just really giving somebody a lot of thought and helping educate them on how to get to that next level. But when we invest directly back into our own communities with our time, our money, our energy, it's not like you suddenly want something of it. You shouldn't do that. That's bad. But if you put out positive energy, more than likely you're going to get back. And the reason being is when you build up your own communities, not just the community that you live within, but the communities around you, it builds everybody. Positive energy is contagious. So is a negative energy. And each can be contagious in either direction. But too often we have a place where it's amazing, doing great over here. And then we have a place that's not so great. So everyone from the not so great place goes to the great place that's great, and it gets greater. And then slowly but surely, everyone that can't survive over in great land has to go over to bad land. And then everyone's like, how come we have this group of bad people over here? And it's because, you know, through, I don't know what you call it, culturing or just what really happens, social constructs, all the different things that get involved. The truth is people end up sorting themselves out that way. And then when their children are born and the children after that, it becomes a degenerative society. They believe they're stuck in this loop. Even though there's no fences around the towns, even though there's no problems around the towns, people move to these places from one place to another, and they think they're better in one community than another community. But the truth is every community is great. Waterfront is waterfront. It's just no one wants waterfront when there's thugs down the street. And no one wants thugs, so they push them to edgy places. So they end up in places where there's abandoned warehouses and things like that at first, and slowly but surely it devolves. And then everyone gets mad when someone comes in and they use the word gentrification and things like that, which I'm not a fan of any of these different things. I'm a fan of people actually taking care and loving their own communities and just continuing to love their communities and put positive energy into them. And people from other communities not be afraid to join other communities, because one thing the online has taught us is we don't know people, but they could be very far away and they could be almost our best friend because we actually have the same opinions, but we don't live together. We forever had this fixation on who's around us and our bubble of, oh, wow, it's a small world. Well, it's because you never really wanted the world. You wandered your world, not the world. The world was very, very large and you could see every single face in the world and you'd probably die before you've seen the last face because there's 7 billion something of them. So it's a huge world, but you create a small world. And that's why community building versus, you know, going into these little tight-knit communities and really not wanting anything to come in. It's like you really want to have a community that looks more like this, where it's catching everybody and adding more members, because we realize that difference is important, that change is important, that new ideas are important, that the idea of a community is to be well-rounded. And cultural things are great, like to see cool different fairs. Like over the years, I'd love to go to, I've been to everything from a powwow to, you know, Southern Baptist Church. I visit them all because I like to see. I've been in temple, I've been in regular church, I've been in Protestant church, I've been, when I say regular, sorry, I'm a Catholic, so I've been in Catholic church and all the different ones that I've been to all these different things. Each one had its own energy and each one had its own uniqueness and each one was a beautiful, amazing moment of people coming together. But for some reason, the majority of what I found, almost every single one of them, teaches you not to like the other one. And it's kind of a strange thing, especially politics and religion, which most people don't like to talk about, but they're the biggest divisive things in the world. It's strange for one person to think the other person's wrong and that maybe, quite frankly, they'll go to hell or something other than that. But to say that about somebody else means that you must 100% be right, because if you're wrong, they think you're going to hell. So one of you is going to hell. And that's a 50-50 shot. I don't really like that. I think that's kind of a weird concept, but I can agree to disagree with that concept and show people that, okay, that's fine that you believe that. That's perfect. Because if everyone believes they go in heaven, and we really believe in energy and power and the way the universe works, they're all going to end up in heaven. And all of them have somebody that's going to be in hell, and in the universe, they're going to be in hell, but they're not in your universe. So it's, we can never control other people. We never can change those things. So why not embrace those things? Why not embrace each other and enjoy hearing difference and being able to see difference? Because difference is what makes it interesting. If we were all the same, what would we talk about? We would just talk about the same thing in circles all day long in this giant echo chamber. So guys, as real estate professionals, men, women, everyone else alike, get out there and inject yourself into your local community. Find out, is it parent-teacher boards? Is it donating your office space to local groups to allow them to come in and have space to do community building exercises? Is it having your whole crew go out there and donate some time cleaning up the local streets? Who knows what it is but you? You know what your community needs. You know what neighboring communities need. You know how to make action. So go ahead and get out there and do it.
I hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, feel free to PM me, DM me, email me, call me, whatever works best for you. If you haven't already done so, make sure to tell your friends and family about this podcast and subscribe to it for future episodes. Also, take a look on Facebook for our group, Real Facts on Real Estate. Thank you for listening this week, and I look forward to talking to you next week.